musician Boré, performers, members of the Dolmetsch family. The composer is Thomas or George Tollet, late 17th century. And date of performance, pre-1937.
You could tell that because you could hear this really crackly old record, couldn't you?
This short dance movement demonstrates the role of three of the recorders in the consort. The bass recorder supplies the rhythmic pulse and fundamental line. The alto fills in the harmonies and contributes melodic interest, while the treble plays the fast-moving melody.
Finishes there. It's very short. You can hear that crackling at the end, can't you?
Yeah. Encore 10. Violins by Stradivari, even if significantly altered from their original condition, are among those highly prized by modern players, and they remain an enduring source of inspiration and instruction to modern violin makers who copy them. So this is Violin Sonata in A Major. Composer, Brahms.
There's some kids.
Instruments, the Lord Dunn Raven Stradivari Violin. That's the last one.
There must be some more. If that's encore 10, there must be some more that we just haven't...
No, because they're not listed, I don't think. No, that's all there is. There isn't any... All the arrows go back to the beginning.
What's at the beginning? Did we miss the beginning?
Continuum.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So here, the sun.
The sort of room at home, I suppose, is that?
Yeah, but that's where people gathered and played.
Played music.
The cultivation of musical ability was a vital part of the education of ladies, and to a lesser extent, gentlemen. Music making was an engaging and respectable pastime, but it was also a vehicle of social mobility. A well-stocked music room was a mark of aristocratic status. Investing in fashionable instruments that embraced current trends in interior decoration provided ample opportunity to display wealth. Music and dancing masters were regular visitors to the homes of young ladies. The skills gained through this instruction were prominently demonstrated to visiting gentlemen, who saw musical attainment as an indicator of refinement and virtue. The time needed to master an instrument was at odds with that needed to attend to affairs of state or business. Overly ambitious musical prowess was therefore seen as undesirable among gentlemen and better left to professional musicians and ladies. So the salon is for people to gather together and discuss matters of culture and things like that.
So I suppose that's why the family, Telemann's family, didn't really want him to do music then, because they didn't think it was gentlemanly, maybe. Or
well, they wanted him to do law, didn't they? This instrument held the English guitar. Do you know what that is?
English guitar? No.
It's got a little keyboard box with six keys on it.
Oh.
It says here, this instrument held sway in English music rooms before the Spanish guitar arrived. So it's sort of like a guitar with double strings.
Yeah.
And so it would have, perhaps that, I don't know how many strings, but anyway, and above the strings you have this box with the keys.
Oh, right.
Tiny little box. It's like a little pill box.
At the
size of your head. Now above it, it's hovering above.
Oh,
yes,
right.
Towards the end. But in the middle, you know, the end of the strings.
Yeah.
The end of the strings go to the end. So it's in the middle, actually. But the sound box, there's a hole of the sound box above it.
I'd love to hear what that sounds like.
This instrument held sway in English music rooms before the Spanish guitar arrived. It was allegedly so fashionable amongst aristocratic ladies in the 1760s that harpsichord maker Jacob Kirkman distributed it to street singers and milliners' girls to tarnish its reputation and protect the market for his harpsichords.
That's funny.
The detachable Smith's patent box allowed the strings to be struck by key-operated hammers, a useful contrivance for players who did not want to cultivate right-hand plucking technique.
Mm.